All right. I don't know if this is going to work, but I already published the podcast I did for the week. And I forgot to talk about the UFC, a giant UFC card that's happening this weekend on Saturday. And I didn't talk about it. And it sucks because I really want to talk about it. And here we go. Well, I'm only going to do this. I'm gonna do this quick. I'm going to do the only three championship fights. Only ones that are really worth talking. The other ones are pretty interesting, but whatever. I'm going to talk about these guys. First championship fight is Aljamain Sterling versus Peter Yan. From what I know, Aljamain Sterling looks like a miniature version of Juju Smith-Schuster. So I'm going on for him just on that. And I think Peter Yan, the thing about champions is you got to have some kind of swag about it. You can't just be a robot and just murk everybody and kick ass and then move on. Like, come on, like, have some personality, have some swag about you. You're a champ. Act like a champ. And Peter Yan does not act like a champ. And I think Aljamain Sterling would act like a champ. Just on the name, Peter Yan. Who the fuck? And I don't know where he's from. He ain't Asian, if that's what you're thinking, you racist ass motherfucker. But Aljamain Sterling, Jermaine Dupri, JD. Welcome to Atlanta. I think he might be from Atlanta, Aljamain Sterling. He's a good guy. I've heard him before on podcast. He's a fan favorite, and he's finally getting his title shot. And I'm rooting for him. I don't know. Is he going to win? No clue. No, I've only seen Peter Yan fight once before, and it was when I think when he won the title. And that's it. So I don't know. I don't know how good they are. I think Aljamain Sterling is pretty good. He's been kicking ass, and he's finally getting his title shot. Then after that is Amanda Nunes versus Megan Anderson. Come on. Nunes is just going to put a whooping on her. This chick, Megan Anderson, is from Australia. They brought her in kind of the same way they brought in Holly Holm to eventually fight Ronda Rousey. They brought this chick in, Megan Anderson, to one day eventually fight Amanda Nunes because she has a very good background in kickboxing and Muay Thai, I think. And she's been a multiple kickboxing champion. That was kind of Holly Holm's background was boxing and kickboxing. Multiple, like 15-time boxing champion before she went to the UFC. And I think Megan Anderson has like that same background, but she just hasn't shown up in the UFC. She hasn't, like, when Holly Holm came in, she was just like, she was winning. She was not losing. She was kicking ass until up to the point where she lost the title. Like, she, everybody she fought, she beat. And she was just like, kind of like beating them on points. She wasn't an exciting fighter. She wasn't that fighter that when she fought Ronda, and I, you know, I can't really prove this, but I did call it. I was like, she's going to beat Ronda, even when everybody was like, nah, there's no way. And I'm like, well, this is why they brought her. They brought her in so that she could beat a match against Ronda. And she just fucking exposed Ronda for not having any stand up. She just fucking literally lit her up. And now the game has evolved so much that Amanda Nunes has amazing stand-up. She's amazing boxing, amazing kickboxing, but she's also a jiu-jitsu black belt. So she's the whole package. And Megan Anderson has the stand-up. So I think it's going to be a good boxing fight, but I still think Amanda Nunes has a lot of power, and she's just going to fuck her up. But I'm not counting out Megan Anderson. If I could bet, for some reason, I can't bet. Like, I can't. I go to these DraftKings and all that. And because I live in California, they're like, nah. So I have to find a way. I know there's a way, but I have to find a way. Because if I could bet on this, I would bet Megan Anderson to win. Because she's a super underdog, major underdog. And I would for sure go for Megan Anderson. But I still think it depends on how much could she take a punch? Because if she could take a punch and she'll be in there for the long haul, that'd be interesting. But I just don't know if she's going to be in there. I don't know. Fucking Amanda Nunes seems like she's just too powerful. She literally knocks chicks out. I was going to say bitches, but I'm being polite. And then the final title fight is, what's his name, Błachowicz? I don't even know how to say it. But he's fighting Stylebender. Stylebender is, he's moving up. He's already a champ, but he's moving up to get this champ. Because I think he just wants to be like, check it out, John Jones. Look, I got your old belt now. What's up? Yeah, Błachowicz. Jan Błachowicz versus Israel Adesanya. Israel, yeah. So he's coming up to light heavyweight to fight. And I think that's what he's doing. He's just trying to... If Israel wins, he's going to call out John Jones. He's going to be like, look, I got your old belt. Come down here and get it. Will it work? I don't know. But that's what he's doing because he wants that. He wants that fight with John Jones. I think it should happen. I think John Jones should just say, if Israel wins, he should be like, all right, I'm going to cut back down. But the problem is he's gained so much weight because he's trying to fight heavyweight. Because, I mean, all right, so if Israel wins, what happens? He has both belts. What's he going to do? I doubt that he defends them. I think he's going to defend the belt he already has now. But this light heavyweight, I think he's just going to let it go and be vacant again. Because in that division, everybody sucks. When John Jones was there, he was the king of it. And he kind of just washed out that division. Like once DC left and once Rumble left, all these heavy hitters bounced. And now it's just a bunch of nobodies, really. Like, I don't know. Yeah, like, Jan Błachowicz is a champion. Who's number two? I have no idea. Who's number one? I have no idea. Yeah, I don't know. So it's going to be one of those things where he's just going to... Like, if he wins, he's just going to vacate the title anyways. I think he's just trying to bait John Jones into coming to back down to his level and fight him. But yeah, who's going to win? I think Jan has a lot of power. He's a much bigger guy as it is, naturally. He cuts down to this weight, to 205. And Izzy had to bulk up to 205. So this guy already has the natural... You know, the way fighting works, you have to cut weight. You have to make the weight 205. And then once you do that, the fight's not till the next day. You could bulk up within a day and eat whatever you want. Even they're not going to eat fucking McDonald's and shit. But they're going to eat and rehydrate. And they're going to bulk up back another 15, 20 pounds in a day. And that equals to power. So I think Jan, we're going to see if Izzy could take a punch. Just like Megan Anderson. Now, Izzy's a beast. He's quick. The thing is, Izzy going to get hit? Is Izzy gonna get hit? I don't know. That's the cold question. Will Israel Adesanya get hit? And if he does get hit, is he able to take that Polish power that he's got? I don't know. We'll find out on Saturday. But if he does, I honestly think Jan, I don't know who's the favorite there, but I think Jan's gonna do it. I think he'll knock him out. I think he's going to knock him out cold, but TKO, he's going to wobble him. He's going to fall to the ground. He's going to bam, 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 hammer fist a couple times and TKO him. That's what I think will happen early. That's going to happen early. It's not going to happen late. I don't think, I think Izzy's got that stamina. I think he's got the stamina to make it past the, you know, fourth, fifth round. Now, if that happens and Izzy's just, you know, dancing around him, lighting him up with jabs, piecing him up here and there, yeah, Izzy's going to take it by unanimous decision. But if not, and Jan gets a good one on him within the early rounds, it's over. That's the way I see it. My official pick, Jan Błachowicz, second round, TKO. Official. And that's it. I'm going to try to post this. I already posted the episode, so hopefully this goes through. Yeah, has been 10-minute UFC talk. Bye. This has been Sports Talk. Sports Talk, yeah.